Hello everyone, welcome to this, the Microsoft Virtual Academy for Africa. This is the Teaching with Technology course, and my name is Victor Ngobeni. And as you can tell, I'm not on my own. I'm here with my friend and colleague, Megan Rademeier. And before we start, let's start off by giving an introduction about ourselves. So as I said, my name is Victor Ngobeni, and just a bit of background about myself is that I work for Microsoft, and I'm the Partners in Learning Training Manager based in South Africa here in Johannesburg. And I joined Microsoft in 2009 after spending some time as a teacher, teaching for a number of years in Limpopo. And before I worked at the district, helping teachers implement e-learning in schools here in Gauteng. And I do have a family. I've got two girls, and I do enjoy traveling and spending some time with my family. I also do enjoy watching football.
Great to meet you, Victor, and for you to tell us a bit about yourself. I guess it's my turn.
Yeah, your turn.
As you've already said, my name's Megan Rademeier, and I work for an organization called SchoolNet South Africa. SchoolNet's a not-for-profit NGO. We aim to empower teachers to use technology effectively for educational purposes. Like you, Victor, I also used to be a teacher. In fact, we both used to teach English and geography, so we've got that in common.
Yeah.
And I also have a daughter, but only one as opposed to your two. We both enjoy traveling. And we were both teachers, but before I worked for SchoolNet, I worked for another not-for-profit NGO called Mindset Network, and there I developed educational English shows that are broadcast to schools in South Africa.
So this is not your first time in front of a camera, eh?
No, it isn't. But it's exciting to be talking about educational uses of technology.
Absolutely.
And that's what this virtual academy is all about.
Sure.
Should we go through how one finds the Teaching with Technology course?
Absolutely. Do you want to take us through the Microsoft Educator Network and how teachers can use the network or the portal to do the course?
Sure. Let me tell them a bit about that.
Yeah.
The Teaching with Technology is one of a few professional development courses that are offered through the Microsoft Educator Network. There's no cost to join the Microsoft Educator Network. You just sign up. If you have an Outlook account, a Hotmail account, a Gmail account, or a Facebook account, it's quick and easy to sign up. No cost. You fill in your basic details and you're good to go. Once you're in there, there's a tab for professional development, and that brings up a number of courses. And the one that we're going to be focusing on in this virtual academy is the Teaching with Technology course.
Which is the first one there on the screenshot, right?
It is. And the Virtual Academy is not a replacement for working through the course.
That's important for people to know that. Yeah.
We would encourage teachers to go through the materials. They're great examples, they're case studies, they're interactive bits and pieces. So it's really worth doing the full course. And of course, once you do it, you complete a sort of assessment test, and then you get a certificate and a badge to display on your profile on the Microsoft Educator Network.
Would you tell us a little bit more about the self-assessment, so how it works and why it's important?
Sure. So when a teacher goes into the course for the first time, they take a self-assessment. It's a diagnostic test. There are 40 randomly generated multiple choice questions. So if you do it more than once, the next time you go in there, the questions will be different.
Yeah.
But the 40 multiple choice questions come up. You answer them. The idea is not to see how much or how little you know, you're not scored from doing the test, but what it does do is it works out which parts of the course you already have covered, where it's not necessary perhaps to do that module in full, and which modules you should focus on. So based on that, you get told you should do these modules to complete the course. And for you, the other modules will be optional. Obviously, if you want to go through them, you're still more than welcome. You then go through the modules that you need to do. You do the assessments at the end of those. And if you're successful, you get the certificate.
Yeah, I did it myself. And I remember I was exempted of three courses. So I was required to do three courses to get the certificate, but the other three were optional. But because I work in schools and I help teachers, I made sure that I also did the optional ones just to get a sort of an all-round understanding and overview of the content of the course.
I think you had the right idea, Victor. Yeah. For somebody who's an ICT coordinator at a school, perhaps somebody responsible for staff professional development, a trainer at a district level, who's going to be encouraging others to do this course, it's definitely worth doing all the modules. But for a teacher who maybe doesn't have a lot of time available and who already knows quite a bit about one or two of the modules, they can skip over those and rather spend their time developing skills in a content area they're not so familiar with.
Right, just to whet your appetite, guys, we just want to give you a quick overview of the six modules, and just to let you know, we'll be sharing the workload here. So Megan will lead the three courses, and then I'll do the other three courses.
Yeah, so we're taking it in turns, and we're going to go through the six modules. You'll see the titles of the six modules on your screen, and we'll now go through those in a bit more detail, beginning with the first module, Victor, which is one of yours.
Yeah, I'll be doing that one. So it's called Why Does UNESCO ICT CFT, which is Competency Framework for Teachers, Promote Technology Literacy. Now, that is the introduction to the course. And what it does, it talks about the fact that UNESCO is endorses this course and why they're doing that. The fact that, you know, technology is pervasive everywhere we go. Technology is part of our lives. And so it's important for young people to be taught how to use technology to gain 21st century skills. And they mentioned the skills like collaboration, knowledge creation, creative thinking, and how these skills are driving economies across the world. And so as teachers, it's important that we make sure that we create lessons or projects whereby kids are able to gain these skills. So really, the module one is like it's an introduction. It's very factual in terms of what is UNESCO all about, ICT framework, CFT, and how teachers can get kids to gain 21st century skills. That's what I'll be covering.
I think it's a good place to start because it also shows that the Teaching with Technology course is not based on some random topic.
Yes.
But there are sound sort of policy documents underpinning it that are applicable to teachers around the world.
Yeah.
We're obviously going to be bringing some African context to the course through some of the examples that we cover, but the course is certainly applicable to teachers around the world.
Great. And you'll be doing module two, right?
I am, Victor.
Yes. So what's that all about?
Module two is entitled Selecting ICT Resources to Support Curriculum Outcomes.
Yeah.
And I think any teacher who's connected to the internet or who's been using computers in the classroom knows that there's an abundance of resources out there.
Yeah.
So sometimes the challenge is not finding appropriate resources. It's about selecting from how many there are, which would be the best ones to use in your classroom. So in this module, we'll be giving some tips for how to bring teaching and learning to life using ICT, how to use it for instructional purposes as well as for assessment. And we'll also be touching on how to manage student data. Module three is back to
you. It's mine, yeah. So module three, it's mine. So we will be looking at different scenarios here in module three in terms of how teachers can use technology in the classroom. And in particular, we'll be looking at how teachers can use technology to support learning where a teacher is is conveying a direct message to the students. So more like a one-way kind of teaching where a teacher is standing in front probably and delivering a message. Think of a situation where a teacher may be introducing a new topic, or the teacher is showing off sort of steps or guidelines to how to do an activity, and therefore they'll be standing in front and showing kids how to do something. So we'll be looking at different devices and solutions on how teachers can achieve that. So it's a really interesting module, really.
And in some schools, they only have one computer or a computer and a data projector, but a teacher can really use that in a powerful way to bring learning to life using technology.
Absolutely. So that's talk about that, yeah.
So that's going to be a good module to look out for.
Sure. And you'll be doing four?
And then it's back to me for module four,
right,
which is entitled Using Basic ICT Tools to Support Teaching and Learning. And you can see by all of the topics covered in that module that that's a meaty one. Obviously, if you do the full course on the Microsoft Educator Network, which we'd encourage teachers to do, you'd work through all of those topics. But for our virtual academy, we're going to focus on internet safety. We're going to be talking about search engines and how to use those. And we're also going to be talking about collaboration.
Sure. And I like the way the if you look at the topic itself, use basic ICTs to support teaching and learning, which is very important because technology does not inform the methodology. So it should be the other way around. So technology is there to support what the teacher can do in the classroom, isn't it?
The technology should be enhancing a really great lesson. It shouldn't be what's driving the lesson or being the key factor in deciding how to teach a topic.
Sure.
So, Victor, Module 5 is over to you.
Yeah, Module 5, I'll look at interesting scenarios. We look at first how a teacher or how a school can make maximum use of a lab, a laboratory, because most schools, although we're talking about tablets, mobile learning, there are still many schools that have labs, so it's the only thing that they have, and we'll be looking at scenarios on how teachers can use these labs maximally in a way of sharing, not just having one group of students using the lab. And also we'll be looking at a scenario where a teacher is probably having a PC in the classroom, a PC that they may use for different things like for presenting, probably a PC that has internet access, so kids can use it, can share it, and the teacher can also use it maybe to browse the internet and so on. So I'll be looking at how teachers can organize and manage the use of technology in the classroom.
I think that's a common theme through all the modules, making the most of what you've got to enhance teaching and learning. Whether the thing you've got is a lab, a trolley of laptops, a bank of tablets, it's how can you use that most effectively.
Yeah. And you'll be doing the last one
That leads in well to Module 6, which is all about technology literacy and your professional development. A school can be incredibly well resourced, but it still boils down to whether the teacher is willing and enthusiastic about using technology in the class. Is the teacher prepared to be a lifelong learner, somebody who's committed to getting in touch with technology, and as things evolve and develop, staying in touch through continuous professional development.
Yeah.
And the Partners in Learning materials, the tools, the Microsoft Educator Network is one way that teachers can stay in touch with that. So we'll be talking about that in this module. And we'll also be talking about using ICT to work smarter, not harder. If teachers are using technology for more effective classroom administration, it means that they'll have more time and energy to really put together quality learning experiences for their children. So we'll be talking about that.
And Megan, you do spend, just like I do, most of your time visiting schools, assisting teachers. One of my observation has always been that sometimes, in many cases, the school management plays a key role in motivating teachers to use these technologies. Because sometimes you find in a school school, just one teacher is interested. But maybe if the school management, like the school principal, if he or she is somebody who's really supporting the efforts, that one person, the number usually grows into a few more other teachers becoming more interested in using technology.
Victor, you're completely right.
Yeah.
We both go to a lot of schools.
Yeah.
We go to really well-resourced schools that have everything that opens and shuts. But perhaps those devices aren't being used that effectively because
yes.
nobody's that interested, nobody's that excited. There isn't an inspired leader sort of driving the adoption of ICT. But we also go to schools where all they have is maybe one old donated desktop computer or a teacher's personal laptop that she charges at home and brings to class and the students use that. Or maybe they're making use of the cell phones in the students' pockets. And the difference between those scenarios is not about the resources, it's about the commitment and the dedication,
the willingness
and often the leadership, as you said.
Yeah.
So hopefully some school leaders will also do the Teaching with Technology course and get those peer coaching clusters going at schools where ICT coordinators or teachers who are the early adopters who are using technology encourage others to get more involved and perhaps can encourage their colleagues to do this course.
Great.
So yes, join
Great
us.
Great stuff ahead.
We'll see you for the first module where Victor will be telling us more about the UNESCO ICT Competency Framework for Teachers.
Fantastic.
See you then. Bye.
Fantastic. Bye.